95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
What's happening, man?
You know, you just frightened the hell out of me. I you weren't here, and I was listening to Motley Crue nice and loud, and all of a sudden you were here.
Well, that was the thing, is you were listening to it loud. So when I opened the door, you didn't hear it.
Nope, and I didn't see you come in, though, either.
Then I walked past you, and I thought, oh, he's looking at his phone. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I think you're a ghost, actually. You say you frighten your children sometimes
all
that
time.
Way. So I think you've been dead for years.
I know, it's something... I don't know, my face. I don't know what it is, but there's something about me that when people come face to face with me, they freak out.
That's because you're a ghost, man. I think I see dead people.
Am
that's
I not
I
alive?
No.
How great would that be if I wasn't alive this whole time?
Oh, that'd be awesome. You find out you're dead.
Wow.
You're one. Boy, you'd be like,
why am I working?
Right?
I'm dead.
Be out at the beach or sneaking around. Well, we won't go into that. Where you would go.
All right. Coming up on today's show.
Yeah.
One of my longest, probably my longest fear. My entire life, I've had this fear.
Right.
I'm going to sit on the toilet.
Right.
And a snake's going to come up out of it and bite me.
Oh, and are you talking about that story? I saw that story. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to delve into that. So that's a deep-rooted fear of yours.
It has always been.
I like that you face your fears, though. You know, a lot of people wouldn't ever talk about them.
No.
Yeah, you know, but we're going to go on the radio.
We're not going to talk about me, but there is a story. An Austrian man sat down and got bitten by a snake in the, quote, genital area.
The general genital region. Genital adjacent.
You don't have one of those types of fears that
sure.
goes way back?
Yeah. I can't think of it
offhand. That one for me is just head and shoulders above everything
else. Yeah, right.
Yeah. The best state to retire in?
California.
Not close.
Come on. Yes, it is.
That's what I think.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not
I ain't going
close.
Anywhere else.
Not
There's
close.
No way. Ah, what do they know? Good. Go retire somewhere else.
Right,
leave it to us. Yeah.
Weren't there 10% of people that were going to leave
get out!
Pandemic?
Yeah.
Japan doesn't want the Olympics. I don't know if I'm following this story at all.
Wow, no.
Yeah, it's the pandemic's getting a little bit worse in Japan.
Oh, God.
And now they're saying no spectators.
All right. Yeah.
And they really did, like, sort of try to cancel it 3 or 4 times, but the Olympics has a deal where it's non-cancelable.
The Japan's on the phone again. They're trying to cancel.
Yes.
No, don't take. Send it to voicemail.
It's super bizarre.
That is weird.
Mom and dad-isms.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about this the other day.
Yes, we were.
Cruising for a bruising.
Cruising for a bruising was one that my dad always said.
Both our dads used to throw that at us. So, yeah, we want to know about your parents' weird wordisms.
That they used all the time.
Yes.
And our 1 second of nonstop.
Stop raw.
Will not die. All the way up to $2,000.
Whoa.
And that's between now and 4 o'clock here on 95.5 KLOS. There's a new list of best places to retire.
Yeah, okay.
These come out every year. I know what makes Los Angeles not make this list.
Because it's for young people, kind of. It's intense.
Not necessarily, but it's housing costs, because that's one of the big factors in what they...
So New York City ain't on that
not
list either.
No.
Yeah.
So number one is Asheville, North Carolina.
No, what?
Number two is Augusta, Georgia.
I don't know anything about
number Augusta, three either. Is Beaufort, South Carolina.
Ugh. Why do you want to retire there? You'll die of boredom.
Number four is Charlotte, North Carolina. That's,
no.
Yeah, I don't want to live in any of these.
No,
there's
lots
a Florida.
No,
there's
Florida.
There's a Texas. There's a Missouri. There's a North Dakota. There's one Arizona.
Arizona. Where does it say?
Green Valley.
Never heard of it. How green
they
my valley.
From there.
Nope.
There's
no
green valleys in Arizona.
No. They're just sending people out into the desert, and then they're ripping them off.
Hey, here's the green valley.
Yeah,
go enjoy.
Buy a house here. Retire in it.
Iowa City, Iowa.
No.
Another,
oh, God, no.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Not a chance.
Tennessee, Kansas, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts.
No.
I just, to me, Los Angeles is the perfect city.
Yep.
And I guess you would have to say... Costs notwithstanding. So if you had enough to buy a house.
Right. Well, I expect to rent the rest of my life. Something
fine.
Very small. Yeah.
Fine.
Hopefully near the beach.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Is you go to, you know, Huntington Beach or any place, Hermosa Beach, any place down there. That would be fantastic.
It doesn't matter. Anywhere. As long as it's near Los Angeles and definitely in California.
Agreed.
Not going to go
Not
anywhere
going
else.
To North
Hell
Carolina.
No. Hell no.
Not going to South Carolina.
No.
Certainly not going to Florida. Although Florida would get my vote only because everyone there is crazy.
That's true. But
that would be entertaining.
Yeah. It's so humid, though.
It is. It is. Listen, I agree with you. I'm a Los Angeles guy as well, yeah. But that's not making the
I'm
list.
Happy to see that many people wanting to leave though and go somewhere else. That's fine
it's
with
not
me.
In the top 50. Yeah. So.
Yay! Once we're again. Not number 50. We're not even number 50.
We're not in the top 50.
Good time. Robert Payer of the lovely city of Oxnard. Quite happy to pick up the Black Album as remastered by Metallica and might actually be going to see him in Atlanta this fall. We'll give another chance for you to win if you're 21 or older. And we like the cut of your jib sometime between 4 and 5.
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. That's an old, that's a dad
That is
phrase.
A dad thing. Yeah, exactly. A dadism.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Olympics because they're supposed to start, I think, on the 23rd?
Of this month?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And Japan's having a hard time and they're having a bunch more, like there's a spike in the pandemic.
Yeah,
COVID-19, and
COVID-19 and
all that
the Delta
stuff.
And all that. Yeah.
And they're like clamping down on the city. And I think Japan doesn't have a choice.
Well, I remember when I saw that it was going to be in 2021, and I'm just like, they're going to have to, what are they going to do? They're going to really push it off and make it not happen? Because you can't be sitting next to lots and lots of people right now still.
Well, I mean, they've already announced that there's not going to be any crowd.
Oh, okay. All right. There's the first weirdness. All right.
Listen to this report.
Imagine it back in Greece. They hadn't had, what would be the point? There's nobody in the crowd. All right.
Virus cases are rising again in Tokyo, raising concerns about a fifth wave of infections as the Japanese capital prepares for the Olympics opening ceremony in 3 weeks.
What's with all the weird little doo-doo-doo-doo music that all these reports have these days?
That is super weird.
They all have doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. You can't possibly listen to something without some doo-doo-doo music.
Organizers are now leaning toward not allowing spectators in large venues like track and field, soccer, and baseball, according to Nikkei.
Only those.
Oh, okay. All right. Soccer? I don't even know her.
This follows a Yomiuri newspaper report that said the Japanese government is planning to extend the quasi-state of emergency in the Tokyo metropolitan area during the Summer Olympics.
So it's a state of emergency.
So no big deal. Everybody come on out to Japan. And
major travel nightmares. For athletes, the road to the Tokyo Olympics has been unusual, to say the least. And for some teams, just getting to Japan on time is proving to be a challenge.
Just to throw this out there really quick, if you like any of this kind of chaos, when the Olympics were coming to England, to London, in before 2012, they did this whole little British series, BBC series about it, and it's called 2012, and it's brilliant. It's really fast-paced craziness and how they were trying to plan to make London, you know, and this is before the pandemic. This would have been a cakewalk, but it's a great series. It's called 2012.
Fiji Airways is currently not operating commercial flights due to COVID.
All right,
so
hold up.
So how are you going to get there?
So the athletes
are going to have to swim?
I want your guess.
Yeah,
athletes are going to have to,
I guess, take a ship.
I mean, it makes sense. Or
athletes are traveling on a service that generally transports cargo, like chilled seafood and express mail.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, just wear a jacket.
Oh my God. Go sit in the back. Be quiet.
Sit back with the fish.
You're an athlete. Don't eat any of it. Wow.
I mean, it just seems like there's a disaster.
Yeah, brewing.
Brewing.
Yeah.
And it's really not going to go
well. You know what, though? Japan will pull it off. They will make it look perfect.
They probably will.
Of all the countries on this planet, I think they're the ones who will know what they're doing.
They probably will.
Because, wow, they live in the future.
That doesn't mean it's going to be great.
No, but it'll be better than it would have been anywhere else.
Kevin.
Yes?
You may ask why I'm practicing Santeria here in the studio right now.
Yes, why is that?
It is for good luck for someone to win this $2,000.
You think that will work today?
Yeah, I'll try anything, man.
Okay.
I've been trying all sorts of incantations and whatnot.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock. And it's the same one we've had for, what, a week and a half?
At least. A year and a half.
So we're going to play it for you, and if you get it,
we love you.
You will win $2,000.
That's right.
The number's 818-955-KLOS. You have to be caller 13 when you hear it. All right, so listen closely.
And if you get it wrong, we're going to punish you this time, I think.
Please get it. Go.
Here is it. Tell us name of the song and the artiste. And now's the time to call.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom?
Yes, sir.
You are caller 13.
All right. Lucky me.
Lucky you. Do you know what it is? Don't tell us yet.
I doubt it, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay, good.
You do know you get punished now if you take a wrong guess. It's going to be severe punishment, but you're okay with that, right?
I can take it.
Right on, Tom.
You can take it. All right.
All right, name and song and title and artiste and favorite place to hide your cash in your house with this.
Well,
what is that?
I'm going to go with Led Zeppelin, When the Levee Breaks.
Led Zeppelin, When the Levee Breaks. Is not correct. I'm sorry.
Damn it. Okay, so we'll be over in about 20 minutes, and your punishment will begin.
Come and get it.
Right on, Tom. Thanks for playing along. Well, hell, I guess it's $2,000 now.
Up to $2,000, right, between 4 and 5. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Maybe my oldest fear.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fear since I was a kid.
Really? Any idea what brought on this fear?
Only that when you sit on the toilet, you feel a little...
exposed.
Yes. And so it was always a snake coming up through the toilet. That was the fear.
Like for as long as you can remember, like when you were being potty trained. Did one of your older brothers perhaps say, look out, there might be a snake in
there? I don't know if that happened or not.
You have an older brother, right?
I do have an older brother, yeah.
I bet he'd torment you.
That's possible.
Way. Yeah. That's
but then every once in a while, this happens.
It does. Too often.
And that's not cool.
It's not cool.
Because I'm trying to convince myself that that's a stupid fear. Stop it.
But I am sick of these mother-effing snakes in this mother-effing toilet bowl.
Man sits on his toilet and gets bitten in the genital area by neighbor's escaped python.
And there's the underlying annoying part. That python shouldn't be anywhere within a bazillion mile radius, but the neighbor has it and couldn't keep it.
This was Monday. It was an Austrian man. The python apparently got away, slid through the drains, and bit him while he was on the toilet.
While he was on the toilet. That's just not nice.
He was a 65-year-old man. Oh. That would have done it for me. Yeah. When I'm 65, that happens, I'm out.
Yeah, and bit him quite...
I'm just out.
Quite in the...
I mean, it does...
Specific region.
It does say the groin region, not groin region, the... What does it say?
Yeah, said no, it was the exit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. So that
just I
what kind of squeal did he let out? I mean, that must have been I don't really have this fear, but now you're starting to instill it into
shortly
me, man.
After he sat on the toilet, he quote felt a pinch in the area of his genitals. Now, are they trying to tie the genitals into a story that doesn't require it, or were they involved and they just don't want to say it?
I don't know that I want to know for sure, honestly.
Though his exact route is still unclear, the snake is thought to have escaped unnoticed from the 24-year-old neighbor's apartment, who, by the way, has like 10 of them.
You know what? Snakes. So I want to hear from people who have wild animals in their homes.
Doesn't have to be a snake.
No.
Any wild animal, maybe a monkey.
Right? And we won't, you know, if you're not supposed to have them, we won't be tracking you down and sending them.
We don't care.
Yeah.
We may yell at you.
Yeah.
Because that could happen.
As long as you keep them caged and safe.
The snake, a constrictor native to Asia that can grow to more than 29 feet.
Who wants that in their house?
But imagine a boa constrictor constricting
stuff.
You know, your junk.
Stuff. Various items.
I would somehow just give up. I just can't get that out of my head. And now here's another story. Another goddamn snake in a toilet. It happens.
I wish I could say it didn't. Oh. I wish I could pat you on the back and say, not to worry,
man. I've been trying my whole life to stop worrying about that because it's dumb.
And it keeps coming up, as it were.
Yes.
If you will.
It keeps coming up, as it were.
Because people can't keep control of their... If you have that stuff, man, make sure it don't get out of your house.
Remember there was a tiger wandering around the neighborhood here in Southern California?
Yes.
Somebody had a tiger, and then they took off, and it was a car chase.
There was another one not too long ago, some crazy poisonous snake that got out, and they were afraid it would have babies.
Oh, dear Lord.
I know, exactly. I mean, they're out wandering around because someone, they had the right to have it. You can have the exotic pet if you have the paperwork. Let me see your paperwork. But, you know, they still fail in keeping it.
But why?
I mean, I guess
why?
I guess I can. Well, let's find out why.
All right.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a wild animal as a pet.
But
doesn't have
do?
To be a snake, but it can be any wild animal.
And what do you do to make sure that it don't crawl up Kevin's toilet? Right? We don't want it.
I don't want your
again.
Wild animal in my butt. I think that's fair.
That seems totally fair.
818-955-KLOS.
Seems like it's asking that much. Man, oh man, you want to go to Atlanta? You want to see those humans? Well, they're not playing there. That's another one. So forget it. Go ahead and go, and you just stand there all day,
and
they won't show
it.
Up. Yeah. No, but they're going to be playing the Bank of California Stadium, Guns N' Roses. That is happening on August 19th, and the tickets are on sale even as we speak via Live Nation. However, we got those four packs of tickets, and I thought maybe let's give away another four pack of Guns N' Roses tickets. Not right now.
Not right now. Okay.
Later on, like in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't know.
I like it. There was a python that was found in a guy's toilet, and it bit him, and I don't like that.
Not a fan.
So we're taking calls from people about you have a wild animal as a pet.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that you're able to control that pet.
Control said pet so it doesn't get into Kevin's toilet.
Keep it out of my butt. KLOS, hello.
So we used to have ostriches growing up.
Ostriches?
And, yeah, we were still, like, you know, in a suburban area. Of course, we had a half an acre of land, but yeah, people would stop by, feed them, give them bread and stuff and scraps. And
why did you have ostriches?
Some guy had an ostrich farm in town and he was selling them, and my dad, just being the man he is, said, sure, I'll take four.
I'll have four of those.
Yeah.
Where, like, most people would go, man, you know what, I'll try one. Your dad goes right for the quarter pounder.
Yeah. Did they weren't they kind of violent? Aren't they?
No. They were actually pretty tame, really friendly. You could go up and pet them. The male would get mad once he had eggs in there and he would get all defensive. But
sure.
Other than that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Very interesting.
For sure. Have a good
one. Right on.
Thank you.
Take care. Hi, KLOS. What wild animals do you or have you had?
As a pet?
Well, actually, I just got rid of it, unfortunately, less than a year ago. I happen to have a reticulated python that I've had for 11 years.
And how did you keep him from getting out of the house? I mean, I'm sure you took measures, right?
Oh, yeah. My dad and I built a great thick enclosure out in the backyard.
And he never got out?
Not once.
No. Nope, not once.
Well done.
Get out, but...
Good, because Kevin's butt is very happy to hear about that.
My butt just smiled.
It's like a rainbow.
Well, I don't think a snake bigger around than your thigh could possibly do that. It was, like I said, it was over 17 and a half feet.
Right. I guess this wasn't a very large one then to get through the turlet hole. Maybe in Australia they're larger. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's very interesting. Well, thank you for keeping the public safe from your odd and exotic pet that you had. We appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS, your wild animal is a pet. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about a 12-foot python that was found in a guy's toilet.
And this keeps happening, much to Kevin's chagrin.
Yes, it does.
Damn, that is nasty.
We want to know if you have a wild animal as a pet. Hello.
Not my pet, but it's my neighbor's.
Oh, right. Yeah. What's he got?
A few dozen large spiders and tarantulas in her apartment.
Kevin loves spiders and tarantulas.
I'm out.
I don't go past the house anymore. I don't even want to be close to it. I'm out too.
I can't really blame you. Why does he have all of them? I mean, I know that people like it and it's cool and weird, but what's his reason exactly, do you know?
Occupation is a vet tech, so kind of... Yeah.
Oh, I didn't expect an actual answer.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Yep. Makes sense.
Right on. All right, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, tell us about your exotic pet.
Yeah, so I have a spider monkey, and trip on this. To keep him from going anywhere, I feed him hot Cheetos.
But then he has that really hot poo that he flings.
I don't feel like that helps things at all.
What's his name?
Davey Wavy.
Davey Wavy?
Hey, Davey, sit. Here goes your hot Cheetos. I also have a peacock.
No peacocks, if that's cool. KLOS, you have a wild animal for a pet?
In my teenage years, these friends of mine had a boa constrictor that in the summertime, they had a piece of driftwood screwed up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And they would let the snake stay up there for the summer.
Wow.
And
that's kind of cool.
Nope. Summer.
Yeah.
The snake disappeared for like 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, he was in Kevin's toilet.
That is not frightening.
So my one good friend decided that, hey, you know what? We really need to start looking for this thing. They did find the snake all wrapped up in the closet. They were afraid that their cat was going to disappear.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Crazy. Well, Kevin would have been happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
How dare you, sir?
Huge fan of cats.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Hi, KLOS.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes.
I love that you guys answer the phone. How cool.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Scott with the Weed Line. We spoke before.
Hey, what's up, man?
I have a great snake story for you, Kevin. You're going to love this
All
one.
Right.
You know, in the 70s, Alice Cooper used to tour and had snakes on stage. Right. So he actually kept the snakes in his room. Back in those days, Alice was drinking a little bit, and he'd forget to close the bathroom door on certain nights. And more than one occasion, Shep tells the story of having to call down to the lobby and tell him that one of their, 6-foot pythons has gone down the toilet, is going to come up on someone's toilet on one of the floors in the hotel somewhere.
Oh my God.
But it's like Alice Cooper, so they're like,
we'll deal with it. It's okay. It's Alice freaking Cooper.
Wow.
Of course, Shep had to deal with all of that.
Damn.
These are like the Helmsley in New York.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So little crappy places.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, you keep exotic animals?
Oh, hey. I'm calling because I just heard Rainbow mentioned.
Oh.
Yes, you did.
You heard it. It was all about Kevin's bottom. It's like a rainbow.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you want to get in on this this virtual concert that is happening this Saturday at 2 p.m.?
I heard Judas Priest, and I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, Rob is going to be there. Sammy Hagar is going to be playing. And you could buy tickets. It helps out Ronnie's Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund, ..
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds good, too. Definitely.
Screw it. We'll give you the tickets since you mentioned Rainbow.
That's so awesome. I'm really glad to hear it.
Congrats, man.
Listen to this. I want you to listen closely. That is a $100 bill. People don't want this money. Let's just tear it up. Oh, I mean, there's another 100.
We could give them another chance. One chance.
No, it's down to 1,800 now.
One chance.
You really want to?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
1,700.
Just buy it for every 10 seconds?
Yes.
All right, listen, we're going to play you 1 second of Nonsense Rock. And then you're going to identify it. You're going to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. And you're going to win roughly $900.
Exactly. All right, here you go. Clip. Time to call. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Name a song. Artiste. Good luck. Go.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of Nonsense Rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi.
It's Wayne.
Hi.
How did you do that?
What just happened?
Wow, that was amazing.
Are there two people on the phone?
No, Tracy dialed it for me.
Oh, okay.
What's up, you guys?
What's happening?
I love you guys.
Nice. Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, you're caller 13.
Yeah, you and Tracy.
You and Tracy. Well done.
Please tell me I got the magic answer for you.
I hope so.
I mean, that's on your part.
Yeah. Yeah, do it.
We have the clip and we have the money. You just have the magic answer.
Oh, and here goes another 100.
Oh,
I'm sorry, buddy.
Logo, you're killing me. You know you can glue those together.
Oh, that's true.
It's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to play the clip one more time and then you and Tracy tell us what the song is.
Get it right.
The artist and the name of the song, and you got that $2,000. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here's the clip. Fingers crossed. What is it?
Rival Sons, Electric Man.
Ah, no!
That's not true.
No, the buzzer went!
I don't mean it's not true.
Damn
I mean it's not the right
Damn
answer.
Damn it!
It's not the correct
Come
answer.
On, Kevin.
Damn it!
I can't help you!
It's not true.
We have a conspiracy theory now. We think people are purposely guessing the wrong songs
Blame
just to screw
Janet.
With us.
It's not me.
Man, you guys are the best. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. And good luck tomorrow when it's still worth, well, now $3.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't think we felt that earthquake here, did we?
No, I didn't feel anything. And I just talked to a couple people and nobody's felt. 5.9, it happened near the California-Nevada border and apparently felt in the Bay Area.
5.9 is pretty big.
Yeah, it's about half an hour ago or so. Yeah. Of course, I have friends who are there. This nice, super, unbelievably G-rated, nice woman and her daughter just took their first vacation in a couple years and drove to San Francisco.
Nice.
Stayed in Oakland.
What?
In a horrible little motel, there was a murder outside.
That's a whole different
night.
Kind of vacation.
And now I'm trying to get a hold and see if they felt the earthquake. Damn. Don't go on vacation with Kim. That's all I can say.
That's good advice.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about moms and dadisms.
All right.
They really seem to say this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Or did for a long time.
I think this got started yesterday. We played Pink Floyd, and at the end of Money, he says, you know, someone says, cruising for a bruising.
Yes, cruising for a bruising was one that my dad used.
Yep, my dad, too, all the time.
Here's one where a mom said, not my circus, not my monkey.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't hate that one at all.
That's a gooder.
Good enough for government work?
I also say that. Oh, my God, I should be a parent. Wow, I slipped
you
into the parent zone.
Your dad. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one a lot.
When standing in front of something she wanted to see, you make a better door than
a window.
Sure.
Mom,
people
dad.
In hell want ice water. I happen to like that one a bit, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Act your age, not your shoe size.
That's Prince.
Yeah.
Prince is
that's
a dad.
That's true. do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. You know what? They didn't say that. They were pretty good examples. I bet your parents were pretty.
They were pretty good.
What happened to us then?
I don't know.
See, this is what happens. Be nice, G-rated, wonderful parents. You can get kids like us.
I don't know what happened to us, but then we must be constant disappointments.
No kidding.
Here are top 20 dad phrases. And then we're going to take your calls. 818-955-KLOS. The things your moms and dads said.
Maybe you found yourself now saying it as a parent, too.
Like Sluggo.
I'd love to hear that. Yeah.
Do you think I'm made of money?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, it's all about money always.
When I was your age.
..
I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you again. How does that...
Not going to tell you again.
I mean, how does that fit into
yes,
what parents
you are.
Say?
Yeah, well, because,
you're going to tell me another 70 times.
Yeah.
Were you raised in a barn?
Yep.
Don't talk back to your mother.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, if you were told to jump off a cliff, would you?
If your friends were all jumping off a cliff. Yeah, maybe. I don't
you
know.
Go, well, think about it.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Wait, which side are you on? Are you on the side with the... Stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
That is one I absolutely heard.
Don't tell your mother.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yep. Waste not, want not.
No. That's too.
You're not going out in that. Mostly for.
That's when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughter's Friday.
Day, yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Now, don't go spending a lot on me.
Yeah.
A little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
There you go. Because I'm the mom, that's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're
is
in New York
real
City.
Statement?
Oh, yeah. You never. Really?
The parents? No.
Night, go to sleep, whatever. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm saying it wrong.
You're saying it yes, way wrong.
I know. But yeah, that would be the last phrase.
I don't know that I've ever really heard that.
Oh, yeah. One of my parents used to say that
really?
All the time. Yeah. And I was like.
All right. Stuff your moms and dadisms.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955. KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
And I'd love to hear if you actually are saying it now as an adult.
Agreed.
Caught yourself like, oh, no. No. You know, I really like the Metallica version of that. We should play that at some point. Hey, we got some Metallica stuff to give away
we
pretty
do.
Soon, too. Nice.
Not right now. Don't
Not
go for
right
that right now,
now
because
Not
we're
right.
taking calls
yeah.
right now on moms and dadisms.
Yes, my dad used to say dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
Good old dad.
I love you. Have a sense of humor about that.
Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You for calling.
Thank you. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
That's, if you have nothing to do, don't do it here.
Oh, yeah.
That was my dad's favorite phrase when he wanted me to get out of where he was when I was.
Of course.
You know, hey, do you guys need a third wheel at your show? I'll be more than happy to, you know.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
In the moment.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Moms and dadisms.
Hey, my dad used to say to me all the time, you want me to blister your ass.
Booster your ass?
Blister.
Oh, blister.
Blister.
Oh.
Very different.
Yeah. I thought he was going to put a rocket somewhere and shoot you off to the moon.
No.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're good.
So we're traveling at a speed of 50 miles.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yeah. My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
Eat it or wear it. Well, I've never heard that.
No.
How is that an acceptable thing to say?
I only challenged him once, my friend, and he made it.
And he threw the food on you.
Oh, absolutely.
I kind of love your dad.
He's kind of a great guy.
Nice.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about that. We didn't challenge Dad, you and I. That would have been a death sentence. 818-955-KLOS, Mom and Dadism. Yeah, so sometime very soon, we will give you the Black Album from Metallica and put you on the standby boarding list. Go to ATL Live in Atlanta this fall if you are 21 or older. Sometime between now and 5 or 6, we'll give you a chance to do that.
Don't call for that right now. We are talking about moms and dadisms. KLOS, hello.
All right. My dad used to say, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others, an average man learns from his own mistakes, and a stupid man never learns.
Wow, that's kind of a long one, but all right.
So every time he started saying it, were you like, oh my God, here we go again?
Yeah, I knew what he was referring to.
Did you know which one you were?
Oh, I know which one I am.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS, Mom and Dadisms.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me, you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on.
I tell my kids now.
Oh, do you?
You do.
All the time.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hi, KLOS, Moms and Dadisms.
What's up? I got one for you probably never heard of.
All right.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Is that a phone booth reference?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Like from the old days? You know,
my grandfather was from Missouri, 10 out of 12 children on the farm. I don't know. It came from somewhere.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for dropping your dime.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
My dad used to tell us when we were little kids, you could F up a wet dream.
That is so nice.
I don't know what that meant.
Of course not.
Yeah, you start taking it in the wrong direction, I guess. I don't know.
What kind of thing is that from a dad to say to a kid?
Exactly. We must have been 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah. You really didn't even... God. Wow. Right on, Dad. I need some counseling. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
Yeah, my dad used to say, go play on the freeway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, or I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't get mad. What?
I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't know what that one means.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a little silly.
That's a little weird.
One more. I got one more, which is go play on the freeway.
Sure.
That seems familiar. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling.
He got told that a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. 818-955-KLOS. Sharon, your mom and dad is
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We are talking about the stuff your parents used to say that maybe you find yourself saying now to your kids.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Yep. Hi. Well, I have one that my mom always said. It says, she said...
Sorry, hey, can you turn your radio down? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Listening to you guys.
No way. Somebody's got to. Thank you for doing that.
Say, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably not a dog.
Instead of a twist. Yeah.
I like it.
And then she always said, don't be a Kia. And I'd be like, what does that mean? She's like, a know-it-all.
Oh, so interesting. Like an anagram.
He's got his own little anagram going.
Figure it all out. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, that was a smarter family than most of ours.
Yes,
I
agree. Smarter than mine for sure.
KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
He had so many, but my favorite was probably the you can't bull-ass a bull-esser.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And this is the man who also kept his exotic pet to this day, but the 20 years old now, but it's a rattlesnake on top of his gun safe.
Oh, wow.
On top of his gun
Western
safe.
Diamondback.
Wow, are you serious? That's a hell of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's great when people come over and they go to look at the gun safe, get anywhere near it, and you hear the rattle.
Pretty strong.
My dad used to enjoy killing rattlesnakes. He was really good at it, taking a shovel chopping their heads off.
Kill them and cook them and eat them, but that was the pet.
Yeah, he loved
20
it.
20 years
That's
old
interesting.
Now.
What's his name?
Rattlesnake.
Wow. Very creative.
Going deep. That's awesome.
Maybe you should eat that one.
Yeah, what do you taste like?
I don't know. The younger ones taste better.
Okay. All right.
That would be a very weird, isolated thing to say. You didn't know what you were talking about. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS.
My dad used to say, how do you get into a house with no doors and windows? You run around and around and around until you're all in.
I mean, that's more of a joke.
Yeah, that, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I tell my kids I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
And do they look at you like, oh, my God, Dad. Please.
Oh, my God, he's going off again. I'm going to listen to a radio station that's going to take calls, and I'm going to tell on him.
All those looks you used to give Dad, and now they're giving them to you.
Absolutely.
Good times. Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Hey, I got a dadism for you.
Do yes. it.
My dad once told me you should have been a job.
That's hilarious.
That's deep love from Dad.
That's hilarious.
You forget to get him a lot of birthday cards since then?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello. We're talking about momisms and dadisms.
First, I want to tell you, y'all make radio interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The dadism I have is my stepdad used to always tell me when I was in the bathroom to write my way on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
So how much what?
To write your what?
Out. Write my name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
Dip out.
Dip out. Write your name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
I don't get
out.
It. I don't
write my weight.
Weight.
Oh, your weight on the wall to know how
so
much to...
So he would know how much to dip out.
He was saying that I was basically.
Right. Right. We got that you were turd. Right.
I didn't. I'm lost. I don't know what Dad's talking about.
Oh, yeah. What is the stepdad?
That
yeah.
was a hell of a trip
oh,
right
stepdad.
There.
Oh,
stepdad.
Stepdad.
Yeah. That guy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kevin, your Uber driver is here, and she looks completely insane. Do you want me to send her away? You want me to
no.
give you a ride home? No? Oh, good. Gonna jump in. She's fine with it. It's good. Keep the clown outfit on. All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, I just want to jump in here and say that we've got virtual tickets to the live stream Dio tribute that's going to be happening this Saturday at 2 p.m.
Stand up and shout.
Yep, that's the one. And I want to give away some tickets to it. We're going to do that a little bit after 4. We'll get you into it.
There have been a lot of people who've been added to that. Rob Halford, Sammy Hagar, Sebastian Bach.
Nice. Awesome.
KLOS local teenage phenom Jasmine
Yay!
Star.
Who was in here, yeah. She yep. was not in here too long ago.
So there's a bunch of stuff for that, and we're going to give away tickets for it
yeah.
a little bit later today.
And you can get your tickets now at rollinglivestudios.com, and it benefits Ronnie's Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund. Here's the deal. I'm going to say work in the word rainbow, just in the normal course of verbal intercourse, conversation.
So you're going to say rainbow.
Yeah,
when?
Sometime between 4 and 5.
Sometime between 4 and 5.
First
okay.
person to get a hold of me and say what I said and say rainbow. I'll give you the tickets.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? That'll be
That's
nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah, kids will like that.
There's a 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are giving away some stuff right now. Let's say good afternoon, KLOS.
Hey, this is John. How you doing?
Good. You're that lucky caller 13.
I am. How about that?
You get to choose between two different prizes.
All right.
You now, got Guns N' Roses.
Or Metallica. Now choose wisely, like in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, or you're going to turn into dust, man. You don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, what's the dates on these things?
August 19th for Guns N' Roses.
And that is here in Los Angeles
yes.
at the Bank of California. Tickets on sale now. Or, and it's a four-pack, by the way. I'm not sure when the Metallica thing is happening. It's this fall
it says
in
this
Atlanta.
Fall in
yeah.
Atlanta, so it includes a trip.
Yes.
Okay, so either qualification for the Metallica
yes.
or 4 tickets for Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Well said, sir. Very well. Much better than
right?
us.
Can,
yeah.
can you come in tomorrow and explain that to our listeners?
Yeah. Okay, I will take... Oh, man.
Oh, drum roll,
sorry,
please.
That's already been
oh.
taken.
I will take the 4 Guns N' Roses tickets.
Woo!
All right, you got it.
Yeah, you will.
Nicely done. 4 pack of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at... the Bank of California Stadium. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. You guys are great.
Not sure what it would be going for now on eBay, but on this day in rock in 1966, the Beatles released the Nowhere Man 4-track EP in the UK. It included Drive My Car, Michelle, You Won't See Me, and... Oh, yeah. Nowhere Man. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when Melody Maker in the UK ran a front page comment condemning the 3-month jail sentence given to Mick Jagger for possessing Benzedrine tablets. It was on this day in rock that David Bowie released his very first live album. Guess what year it was that David Bowie released his very first live album at Tower Theater in Philadelphia? It was 1974 on this day in rock.